pleased to be joined with the North Platte Community College softball coach, Janelle Higgins. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm great. It's good to have you in. You're on the road. We're going to have you. We wanted to get you on to talk about a softball camp. They said you're going to be on your road to Colorado for a recruiting trip, which is, you know, I guess the life of a coach, right?
Let's get to it quick, because as soon as she hits that, just across the lions and stuff.
Okay. Well, how's recruiting going at least?
Pretty good. I've been out. This is going to be my third weekend already. So going first weekend out in Colorado. The first two I was in Nebraska, Omaha, and Hastings last weekend, and this weekend I'll be in Loveland and then Fort Collins. So just doing well. It's fun, you know. You either love recruiting or you hate it. If you ask coaches, it's a love-hate relationship. Yeah. You've got some that love it, and the others just absolutely hate it. I'm one that loves it. So it's a lot of windshield time, but it's a good time.
Awesome. And you guys, we're bringing you on because you guys are going to be offering youth summer camps, which is, I understand, something that's not been done in several years.
Very true. We haven't done one. I've never really had a lot of kids. Most of my kids, you know, are from Colorado, different places, and so I don't usually have any help during the summer to run a camp.
Right.
This year we have Lily that's from Slovakia. She stayed in town for the summer, so she's going to be here. Kelsey Woodhouse from Deshaun, Utah, is in town, and then we have our North Platte native Juliano Ortiz is in town, and then I have a couple kids coming back, one from Kansas that's a couple hours away, and a couple kids coming in from Colorado to help. So we thought, you know what, let's try it, see if we can get anybody interested, and if we do, it's something we'll continue. And we've already got, we're not completely full, but we've got a lot of kids signed up for both days. So.
And this is coming up very soon, next week, is that right?
Yes, next week, next Thursday and Friday, the 8th and the 9th.
And the 8th and the 9th, and you've got them split up by age for the 2 days, is that right?
Yeah, so the 8th is our 3rd through 7th grade camp, 3rd or 4th through 7th grade camp, and then on that Friday, the 9th, is our technically like our high school camp, and that's the 8th grade through high school 12th grade.
We're talking with Janelle Higgins from North Platte Community College Night Softball. Their youth summer camps are coming up June 8th and 9th. So what do they learn? What are you covering skills-wise?
So during the first camp, you know, we're just going to, with those younger kids, just the basic fundamentals of everything. We're just going to basically run them through kind of like what we do every single day, do some fun drills with them, some fun games, and they're going to hang out with the college kids. So, I mean, that's really what it's all about, is to get them to love the game and see what it's like to be a college athlete. And then that second day when we get those older kids in, those older junior high and that high school age, we'll do some arm velo testing, some base running, you know, and kind of give them a baseline of what their speed is and where they're at. And then that way they know what they can do and where they kind of can place themselves with other kids that are going to be getting recruited. And we'll go from there. And same thing, kind of just teach them the basics of what we do every day and what it's like to be a college softball player and just have fun. You know, if we can get more kids to love the game and want to be out there cheering us on, that's all that matters.
Yeah, I mean, this kind of, I would imagine you're doing it obviously to help out young kids and make them better. But I'm sure selfishly, there's a little bit of, hey, let's build some camaraderie with your local softball team, and also maybe try to, you might have some future nights in this group.
Exactly, you know, and that's the thing. Like Juliana Ortiz, she played for Tiffany Brasby. Tiffany Brasby was one of my kids that played for me and coached that, you know, that T-ball age team 10 years ago, and I was helping Tiff with that team that year, and you know, and Juice ended up coming and playing for us and is a huge part of our team. And you know, and she has pictures from when, you know, she started in T-ball with Tiffany, and Tiffany was a, you know, a player. And so those relationships just build, you know, and it's fun to see those things. And you know, Sherry Brasby does a lot of our host family stuff, so you know, it just all is a big circle. So, and we're just a big family anyway, and with the community, so try to help out as much as we can. So this is just another one of those things that we can do to give back and get more kids interested in softball.
Youth softball camps, they're going on June 8th and 9th, put on by North Platte Community College. How can they get signed up, Coach?
So they can go to our website. They can sign up the day of. There's a link with, there's posters around town. Double Dips has a poster in town. Pratt Dental has posters. A couple other different businesses, but there's a QR code on those posters they can scan, takes you right to the link, or they can go to the website. But like I said, they can show up the day of, sign up, register, and come play softball.
And $40, very reasonable, covers the camp. You get a lunch and a T-shirt, so a full kit there for the kids.
Exactly. You know, feed them, we'll send them home tired, and then they're, you know, they'll go to take a nap, I'm guessing, that afternoon.
Perfect for parents. Night exactly. Softball, it's coming up. Youth summer camps, June 8th and 9th. Get signed up today. Well, Coach, thanks so much for doing this. Thanks so much for your hard work there at North Pike Community College, and best of luck with your camps next week, all right?
Thank you for having me on. Have a good day, guys.